This is Jim Smith, Reel 12, and I think you were just about to leave Hamburg, Jim.
Well, we're leaving Hamburg.
Roughly what time of the year was it?
Well, about four weeks after it was over, 4 or 5 weeks that June, I should think.
Okay.
And we all got lined up onto the motorway, onto the Autobahn in Hamburg, and our destination, then, yeah, first place, was Oberhausen.
Is this the battalion that were going there?
All the 53rd.
Okay.
Went in Essen, not in Essen, in the Ruhr Valley. Now then, we were at Oberhausen, I should say 3 months, 4 months. And then you see the demob numbers were coming out then.
The demob numbers?
Yeah. Yeah. The first, were out, last, all this stuff. Yeah. But in the meantime, we went to riding school under Robert Smullett. He was the riding British. He was the world's famous horse rider in the world, steeplechaser.
And what was his name?
Mr. Herbocksmiller.
Herbocksmiller.
I would think about they would say it another way.
Yeah.
But he used to jump me, Captain Llewellyn. He was a British champion at horse riding. But anyway, we went to the school and, as usual, Jacob, we always gave me horses before war. He says, if you've handled horses before, he said, look at the ass for you. So he picked me out as the jumping team for the battalion. Like your sports days, you were a boxer. Actually, it'd be better a boxer because you get three strikes right away if you couldn't write anything. Like Sergeant Bob, thank you, Watkins. Sounded good, you see. Anyway, we looked at riding school, myself, Penny Wombe, and Eric Ferguson. Johnny Gallagher, he's Danny Gallagher, and that, like, but we stuck to that proper. And then we shifted from Eric where he mobbed. Then he was demobbed. We shifted from Oberhausen to Essen. Not actually Essen itself, it's what they term as Essen crime. It's like a village of Essen. And while we were there at riding school, I was riding with Colonel at these lengths. Me and him were riding in sports day for division. And that's what brought me this. You always warm your horse up, these horses on the still jumping. You always warm them up before you worry. Just get it going a bit. As soon as you see a football player running up and down, never put a horse in jumping cold. Anyway, I'm there thanking her. Lovely horse. Never forget it, man. The Vance. And the day before, I was driving this officer, Paul Leary. His name's on my discharge papers to this day. That's Uncle Leary. He says, you were awesome, aren't you? I've never met the man before. I said, how do you know that? He said, I watched him going to the Colonel. I said, well, I listened. I said, why? Did you particularly pick me out as being horse? He said, I've never seen it. Well, we jumped in. I just mentioned this. This is just off tails. The boat went to him. We went on to Trugan. Oh, this has got to be one on. quite an arm and I did put them all the fucking over. I played a concert jump where I'm not getting up. I played a lot of bitches up here. Well, the colonel up in the air and playing. So I kept going and got his horse and took it back. He died at the bottom. He got on. He had a time limit, you see, to do that. And he finished, he says, after. Terry's very smart. He says to him, what's the gold? What's his head on it? I said, well, that's on the curb, let's pop out of that very good. He says, I think it's the first time he said, I've ever apologised to a private soldier. I said, yeah. He said, I mean, that was going to be very good.
Yeah.
He wanted me to go down home here at Clifford.
Yeah.
Oxford's line. And they wanted to go in. But anyway, gets sorted out. He goes, of course, going to Clifford with the big knobs. And I'd gone on a motorbike. Fucking Friday. I got an Irish trials motorbike.
Yeah, and you've got a dodgy right wrist.
I couldn't. So, a 1500 weight, well, there are actually at a 1500 weighter's house, private money boxes in. And he come over, I said, there's a foot bike in. He said, ah. So I put the bike in and took us back to Diggs. Well, I had to go to RMO. But you see, in the meantime, we had a. And I saw what looked after us, all sports. And Captain Hayes, the name, he was editor for Daily Express in Manchester. He was our captain. And Captain Hayes comes to us, he says, have you got that race thing to smudge it? I said, well, no, what's that football? Right, he said, get it deep, he said, I'll take you down to proper British Hospital. He said, what's the difference? I didn't know how to tell him, but I said, I had to tell him. I said, well, our, what did he call them? The fellows looks after what trainers? Footballers have them.
The physio?
Physio. Our physio sorted it out, like, sir. He says, what do you mean? I said, well, I did x-ray last night. Where? I said, he took me to German hospital. He took me where? Oh, hit the roof. Hit the roof. There's no German looking at an Englishman, he says. What you done? And if you like, I'm not really. Hit the roof. I said, well, I might as well tell you what I'm here. X-ray is a good one. All right, he says, too late now. Get it deep, he said, we'll take it on. And when I went to British office, he said, looking after him, and they said, I said, hear him, you know. Don't be bothered if I get clever. I could have been on the charges, then. Anyway, I looked at him. He says, he's scrapped it 3 pairs. And that last time, I want to get up and do my boat. He said, well, that's the other one, clean one. Anyway, he got the text of it, he blasted it up. So I went back to Diggs. And Colonel Forrester, he says, how did he go on smoking? He says, I said, we've done it properly, you've got very painful.
Painful?
Oh, it's fucking tried to cut one there. He'd done it to tie. I didn't have a for about 2 weeks. Then after, he said, what are you doing these days? Been to riding school, one hand. He said, what are you doing? I said, I can't have so much. I said, I'd be better off here. Because I could sit till he weren't fed right. Do bedding on the floor when they were fed, the bedding on the floor, he walked in the day after, do no bedding. So they were hungry. He says, oh, you took notice then? I said, I don't need telling. He said, no, you don't. He said, then I don't. He said, you stop here. Get your kit, he said. Get up into the stores, more or less. Big riding school, it were a ring. Whatever, it had been in peacetime. Must have been a proper job. And overworked more. So I like ripped office than what happened when I think were any topics. Oh, didn't I think ever? Talk about Lord Gort. No, I can't have that officer. No, no, that's young, didn't you? Lovely. I even got a car off the farmer. It was riding to riding school. He said, come. I don't know what he showed me. Behind all these bills of every car.
A German was this?
German car, local.
And was it a German that took you to this?
He said, no fuel, no this, no that. I said, good car, he said. Yeah. I thought, I could get fuel. So I got the fuel. I even took Sergeant Major and to the Sergeant Major. I'll tell him to do. He said, car. I said, yeah, I could. No message, went to him. Too clever. I walk in back at digs, my digs, at Ryan's school. I drove into Ryan's school, policeman on the door because I said, we're getting pinched. No problem. Day after, and he'd said me that what I failed to do, or number plate, you'd had a lump of straw. So they have to come take you back to the farm, you see.
Yeah.
Oh, he was crafty and made ready, but he's home, like you see. So at night after I walk in, and he was like, well, I'll bench.
Asleep?
He's doing my business. I kicked his foot, he jumped him on. I walked in. I said, I left him alone. Day after, the car comes up and flew the officials and a British man. You've got a car, haven't you? And I said, I haven't got a car at all. He said, well, he said, you report you're coming in there last night. Where you going? I said, oh. And I couldn't tell him if the farmers because he that he did, because he was taking the cars for Phillips in Holland for their rats to get good.
Yeah.
They took all the cars and said, Jerry's.
Oh, I see.
That's why he did.
Yeah.
So I read it until he said, you got a car? He said, no, I'm not. And he gave it official papers and that said, well, wait a bit now. What are you doing? I said, well, that's a WD wheel, what's on? I said, battery on there. I said, that's the WD. I said, so I said, take them off. I thought they might take it. Take this for a short climb, but to the left of the road. He said, all right. He just went to me and come back with low loader. Picked it up and dropped it on. I'm a dead man.
Now you've coming up to your end of your time there, aren't you?
Yeah.
Because your demob papers are coming through, sir.
Well, you see, after what 2, 3, 4 months, Ryan's got his message. A matter of fact, if I'd have known as Ivy and Erdogan could have come to me in military billets, barracks, in house, and I had such a gun.
Yeah.
But you see, all that came after, didn't it? They told us to have the wives, billeted in German. Didn't know that, you see. Early days.
Yeah.
Or I'd have stopped where we were.
Yeah.
As long as I was. And she'd have been well up and all that one. But,
what What can you remember the date or when you were Dimob, Jim?
Not what it is, 27. Forty-five in Hamburg, rather. 46 in Hamburg. 24 across, where you then 44, right?
Hmm.
45 in Hamburg. 46, back end of 46, maybe 47.
Back end of 46, 7, yeah.
Just 47 here.
Yeah. But what you've said there is that, almost with regret, that you've got some thoughts about now, looking back, about staying on in the army.
I will do. If I had a thought for 1 minute, as Ivy, my wife, who could have fetched her daughter over to Hamburg, or to wherever guiding school was, where at that moment it was at Essenkrai, which is like
in the Ruhr.
Where you live, London.
Yeah.
Like, where do you live? What's
just outside of London.
Just outside London. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, that's what it was in Essenkrai.
Yeah.
And believe me, the people in Essen were no mates of yours.
Mm.
They were dead against you.
Mm.
So therefore, when you were out, you had to be in twos. I'm not saying anything went wrong. But they were like, if you had to go somewhere, they'd give you the wrong road. So I scattered about a dozen one day. I was going to Lippstadt. Lippstadt, yeah. And I was Gredhaus, Heiner Link, Heinerich, Gredhaus. Well, I didn't know what this Gredhaus was. Well, Gredhaus.
Straight on.
But this group took the mick, didn't they? Nine links. I finished up with a stone wall. And they're all laughing at the top of the road where I'd gone.
Mm.
So I turned around. I didn't go up the road. It's a box like fell off the curve. So they talk about my roof. I got pleasant like a little bit. I shifted that lot anyway. But I read it for you.
Well, but now your demob papers have come through at this time.
Not at the moment.
Right.
I was in Essenkrai with 53rd riding school. I'm saying 53rd, I didn't know whether there was another riding school around there or not. All the officers came to our school, so it must have been for the 53rd Divi. I couldn't see every black regiment having their own, although I don't know. But I went all over the place. And then it eventually came. I wanted to load the horses, if you will, smudge it. My number came up for demob. I knew where they were going. But the regiment was moving from Essenkrai to Dusseldorf, which we come from Hamburg, we passed Dusseldorf, and now they were getting out of the rough, went into Nice, you see? Because Hamburg's cosmopolitan, as you know. I did it for, like Liverpool. And from Hamburg, you pass Dusseldorf to the Tessin, and Essenkrai where we were. That was enough for Spark to be stationed in Germany.
Yeah.
I sent 40 officers and all that. And he said, well, I said, I will. I said, well, you know, Boris is brother, and he said, come back. That day will be in the month. So I get back to no car, so I did have to jump up there. In there, Essenkrai, to come and to get up. Where were I? Did not
Was it in Germany, Jim?
Oh, I think it was Germany. Yeah. To jump up train into Essen to get to HQ. Was obvious I was away from everybody.
Mm.
And I left all sorts of kit at home and bought like them anyway. And when I got there, the old number would be involved with me at the same time as myself, not just with me, like, but same number.
Mm.
I think I was 20. Youngest were at longest.
The youngest were in longest, yeah. Yeah.
Now, Eric were older than me, he were out the first.
Yeah.
Benny were out before me.
Yeah. But you weren't young at this stage, were you?
I was youngest. What I mean by, cold look, just turned 20.
Mm.
You were last time.
So how old were you now then, Jim, at the stage that you divorced?
80 next time.
No, no. Not now, I mean at that stage. How old were you when you had the mob?
26, 27.
Yeah.
27.
About that, yeah.
Yeah. I always reckon in my mind, true or false, you could get figures. I did more than six and so many months.
Mm.
6 years or so, mm. Brazil only going in for 6 months as a conscript. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, so although you can't remember exactly where you were demobbed from, you remember the procedures of it.
Oh, right. I loaded the I did load them. Germans loaded, of course. But I'm not sure. He said, make sure that all the horses are in there. He said, all hours. There were two. I'll take you home to sort of father. They had to sort there. And I said, they're all in. And they're all army, military, horse boxes and all. And I asked them, I said, where are you going? He said, we're going to Dusseldorf.
Mm.
So they went to Dusseldorf. The colonel gave us a speech and he says to me, come to, when you get home, come down on Oxford's Bull Venture Land Company. Now I try and think of his name to the day, and I still can't think of his name. He was a grand officer to me, a grand colonel anyway. He says, you come down home, he said, and put away to our seas, you'll be all right. I had the money. No way I couldn't keep up with them anyway. And it, if I could have done, Ivy, my wife, and daughter would have 60 more than you can.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
So, as far as it went, I wasn't going back to Lancashire.
Mm.
You see?
Mm.
And again, incidents what happened there, innit? We get through the mob title, lot of papers, you know, lecture of colonel and different things as you've done as he knew and pointed out time, would you bring him that, you know, role. To me, like, wanted to get him on. So he got sent it to what he called disposal camp. Then you put in groups, what group? So, you go in that cells or tents or whatever.
Mm.
It's summer, by the way. And have you all got your money? Now this is where right. So after a couple of 3 days we felt it felt like 3 years. Hanging about and just smoking about, plenty of food and trying to have it. But you wanted to get home. You've been away long enough. Right. £500. You got your mount. Only allow one lot of money. I thought, well, I'm not throwing money away. Because I might take whatever I could throw. I thought, throwing some money to our way. Although he got the demand money, he wasn't sent out though.
Mm.
So, you lined up at Cali, change your English money, change your foreign money to English currency here. Well, it was on
I mean, it's not just because hundreds, actually 10,000 going through that day.
Are you in civvies at this time?
No.
Okay.
So, you know, all full of the gracious things, it was free, it could happen. And they don't want you to get home no matter what. I think it is up to thousands of pounds of money stuff, but I stuff. Only thing that is get home, let's get home. So I want you to get home. But I love a good truck. So it comes to the first 500. So I've been talking to Gotham. All over summer. And one or two other months, so I can't know for another broker both times. I cover your evens, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I hold it changed. He did it for his own pension, bless him. What's he called? Abby.
Stuart,
where I come to get it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he had. Three pair books. Two false ones, anyway. All right. Now this is a feeling, you're a soldier, you've gone through muck and bullets and you've had snipers firing at you. You've had bombs going at you.
Mm.
And yet I can't do this. You're in the queue, I went with the first 500. Bang, no problem. Good luck, young man, and hope you enjoy your civilian life.
Is that what they gave everybody, Jim, 500?
I actually think it were.
Okay.
Well, I've always said 500. And it's always been in my mind.
Mm.
So, like, if it's a set of 100, I'd be wrong.
Mm.
Then I've made it up, and I'm sure of 500.
Yeah, okay. So the first 500 you changed.
Right. 500 breaks my mind.
Yeah.
What would that be then?
Oh, I don't know what they'd say.
2, 10, 10. Anyway, I got that through.
Yep.
Like I said, that first 500.
Yep.
So, goes back and over there, big tent nappy. And at the other side of that were a big gate. Lots of soldiers in. I didn't know what to do. Top calls off, ribbons. After 6 years service, you see. Did you ever see them?
No.
Little red arrows, where they are.
Yeah.
On your sleeve.
On your sleeve.
Yeah.
Did say that when I went for the first time. Ravens. Bit dodgy. Favour. Have a good time, soldier. You've done his duty. For your king and country. Good luck and God bless. Thank you, sir. Went round and out. Just one more. But I can't explain it. As I said, as multiple times it was, that this was my worst moment. Third time. So right. Heads of three to have you. I'm right when I get home for a bit anyway. Because you know work at it, it's a step. I get in the queue for the third time. Great coat on the arm. Back on this arm. And I don't know why, but this red cap would stand the side of me. It weren't in. I were nothing, but to me, he were watching me. Now, let's face it, it's like going in your football ground. He would keep walking with me.
Your conscience comes through, doesn't it?
Yeah. So, I said, what's that over there? It's a canteen. I said, get a cup of tea over there. Soldier, only a young fella. He'd done nothing. I said, what's them? Their mother's in, it was like a kid. He said, well, he said, they're the fly guys. I said, well, what do you mean by that? Looking a bit dozy. He said,
Well, they're trying to change more money than what they're entitled to. I said, well, they should be there. I thought, I just whittled my way out of the crowd. And I went into the canteen for a drink of tea. And I looked around and he was still going up there. I thought, well, we'll not bother about tourists. Did you know they'd be them? After a motorcycle trip with them.
But you had 1,000 Deutschmarks changed, didn't you?
I had about 15 going up, you know. I thought, it's not like me to throw money away with a float. I'm not going in that cage.
So then you got home?
Yeah.
To Ivy and to Baby?
That reminds me of a little particular case in England. This is when we were at Party C, when we were driving instructor. This is the limit weekend, every weekend. So, 9 times out of 10 times, you should jump up rear your wagon when McGee's up corner. But other times, it's catch bulls and take a chance. So he jumped up us, Squires Gate, Blackburn Preston. Halfway